The University of Alaska is opposing a bill introduced by a Fairbanks state senator. SB 174 would remove restrictions for the carrying of concealed firearms on college campuses. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, the bill received a vetting yesterday by Senate Education Committee.
Senator Pete Kelly told the Alaska Senate Education Committee Tuesday that his bill, SB 174, would remove a constitutional wet blanket UA policy puts on students, faculty, and staff to bear concealed firearms on campus. Kelly reeled off a series of past shootings on campuses and suggested they might have ended without as much death if students and faculty were carrying a gun.
Bad guys with guns are stopped by good guys with guns. And if the university has made it so all the good guys can't have guns, they are then at the mercy of bad guys with the guns.
In response to questions from the committee, Kelly wasn't able to name any situations on UA campuses where having a concealed firearm would have helped the situation, and he conceded state law does bar concealed handguns from the legislative chambers, but he offered that situation could be remedied with future bills. The Education Committee also heard from UA President Jim Johnson, who outlined five broad categories the school objected to in the current bill. Johnson says the university is like the courts, the legislature, and K-12 schools where concealed firearms are barred.
Such places have been recognized by the courts and by the Alaska legislature as sensitive places in which regulation of firearms is presumptively lawful.
Senator Kelly told the committee he thought the university had some good points and was willing to amend the bill to accommodate them. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.